Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're exploring the idea of our inner voice, that constant narrator in our head. It's the voice that comments on how we're doing. And for many of us, especially those who've carried responsibility for others for a long time, that voice can be harsh, even cruel. It tells us we should be coping better, that we're not doing enough, that we're failing. It's important to know that voice didn't come from nowhere. It's often shaped by the way we were spoken to in childhood, the expectations we grew up with, or the emotional support we didn't receive. It may have once served to protect us, to keep us striving, to help us avoid getting hurt. But over time, it can quietly become a source of deep stress. If you're parenting a neurodivergent child, your days are likely already full, emotionally, physically, and mentally. When that inner voice is critical or unforgiving, it becomes an added weight. It chips away at our confidence, makes rest feel undeserved, and turns every stumble into something personal. Over time, it affects how we care for ourselves, how we speak to our children, and how we see ourselves as parents. Tuning into this voice is one of the most powerful things we can do for our well-being. Your inner world sets the tone for your nervous system. When the voice softens, your body breathes more easily. Your mind becomes more forgiving, and your capacity to be present for your child and for yourself quietly expands. And from there, everything, including parenting, feels just a little bit lighter. Let's talk about one way to begin changing that inner voice. Nothing dramatic, just two small steps. First, notice your tone. Start by simply noticing how you speak to yourself. Is it kind, encouraging, or is it impatient? Awareness is the first and most powerful step. And second, introduce a kinder voice. When the harsh voice appears, try this. Would I say this to a close friend right now? This new, kinder voice might not be ready to lead just yet. You only need to offer it a seat at the table to begin with. The harsh voice inside your head is not your enemy. It's often a younger part of you trying to keep you safe. But you're allowed to grow beyond that. You're allowed to speak to yourself with kindness. you're allowed to rewrite the script. And remember, healing doesn't mean silencing every doubt or becoming endlessly positive. It just means treating yourself with the same grace you offer others. The healing begins not with grand changes, but with small acts of self-respect. One kind word at a time. If you're new to the podcast, you can check out our free resources on our website, diversewellbeing.ie. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.